AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
The Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The saga over Wisconsin's elections administrator will go on for at least a little longer. A state Senate committee held a hearing on a second term for Megan Wolf yesterday. The committee's chairman says the full Senate could vote as soon as mid-September, or maybe never. Republican Dan Knodel says not every resolution that has a hearing gets a vote in committee. Wolf's critics spent much of yesterday's hearing repeating false claims the 2020 presidential election was stolen from Donald Trump. Wolf's supporters say she's one of the best election officials in the country. One way or another, Wolf's case might lead to changes for all Wisconsin state government appointees. Terry Bell explains.
Wolf's case shares similarities to the case of Fred Prehn, who stayed on the Natural Resources Board after his term expired because the Senate hadn't confirmed his replacement. Ann Jacobs is a Democrat on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She says, technically, Wolf hasn't been renominated.
You got to have a vacancy before you can appoint someone. That is how it is written.
Republican Senator Dan Knodel chaired the meeting. He said he's only concerned that the Senate sent Wolf's renomination to his committee.
I will not abdicate my authority or the Senate's authority in this process.
Jacobs urged lawmakers to change the law to make it more clear when appointed terms end. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Legislative Republicans will look to take up a new tax cut proposal after Labor Day. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss unveiled the possible tax cut in Oak Creek yesterday. Voss said he heard Governor Evers and is hoping to pass a tax cut the parties can agree on. The strike at the Line and Kugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls is over. Nate Wegehout has more.
Workers at the brewery had been on strike since July 10th. They called for higher wages and a new contract with Line and Kugel's parent company, Molson Coors. Teamsters confirmed that a contract had been signed, but have not yet provided any details. A spokesperson for Molson Coors told WQOW in Eau Claire that they were pleased with the new three-year contract. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
One of Wisconsin's two competitive congressional districts will not have two familiar faces running for the seat. On Tuesday, State Senator Brad Paff announced he will not seek the Democratic nomination for Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district. The seat represents much of western Wisconsin in Congress. Paff lost a bid in 2022 to Derek Van Orden to represent the seat. He announced he will seek re-election to the state Senate where he currently serves. Deb McGrath, who finished 3rd in last year's Democratic primary, says she will not enter the race as well, citing personal reasons. To date, Rebecca Cook, who came in 2nd in last year's primary, is the only Democratic candidate in the district to announce a 2024 bid. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The super blue moon made its first appearance last night. This is the second supermoon this month, so it's considered a super blue moon. The moon was closest to Earth this morning and will appear full for 3 days until Friday morning. About 25% of all full moons are supermoons, but only 3% of full moons are blue moons. The last time two full supermoons graced the sky in the same month was 2018. It won't happen again until 2037. The last supermoon of the year will be September 28th. The Wood County Sheriff's Department would like to thank everyone who came out to the Wheeler's Family Auto Group in Wisconsin Rapids for their brat fry yesterday. The proceeds raised from the brat sales will be donated to the Wood County K-9 unit. Retired investigator Sergeant Wayne Schultz cooked the brats. There will be another brat fry in Marshfield on Friday. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
The Brewers fall to the Cubs. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Cubs last night by a final score of 1-0. That snapped a 9-game winning streak for Milwaukee. Chicago's Justin Steele struck out 8 batters over 6 innings. The Brewers' Corbin Burns also pitched well and was asked how much was the wind a factor last night at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, everyone's got to deal with it the same way, so you just got to go out and stick to what you do best, and whatever happens that night happens. And we probably had 3 or 4 balls that were caught on the track right at the wall that probably in a normal day would have been homers. That's a different baseball game, but yeah, I think we had plenty of opportunities to the guys on base to get some big knocks and just didn't come through, and really they didn't either.
Was it impossible to hit a home run? Willie Adames.
I don't know. But it was tough. It was a tough day. You know, everybody that played here, they know when the wind is blowing in, it's almost impossible to hit a homer.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
We know that the wind affects the game in this ballpark as much as any park in baseball. So, you know, when you hit the ball in the air, you're not going to be rewarded in this park.
The series wraps up today. 1:20 first pitch, Brandon Woodruff against the Cubs' Kyle Hendricks. NBA, the Bucks have signed guard Ty Washington Jr. He played in 31 games for the Rockets last season. Washington says the Bucks showed him interest over the summer.
The coaches really emphasized the fact that they really want and need me there. And just seeing the way they play, I know if I went there, I'd be able to do what I do.
NFL, the Packers made their initial roster decisions, getting down to 53 players. One of those who made the team was former Houston Texans safety Jonathan Owens.
Just ability to do my job, man, and, you know, do it consistently. That's the thing I would say, you know, because that's all the NFL is, you know, who can do it time and time again, you know. So I've made a few plays in camp, you know what I mean, but I just kind of, you know, my thing is I take pride in doing my job, you know what I mean, so and making the plays that are presented to me. So
with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope you're feeling good out there. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Havhager.
Good morning.
And our great friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
Paul, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing good over here.
All right.
Got some really clear blue skies out there today. Looking beautiful.
It's pretty.
What does Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, beautiful couple of days here, certainly to enjoy as a high-pressure system kind of settles over us here for a couple days, and then we'll start to see some heat building in as we get our way into that holiday weekend. So it looks like a hotter forecast coming up here for that Labor Day holiday with highs well into the 90s starting to come back into the play here for us as we get into the end of the weekend early next week. But in the meantime, still major contrast with some cooler temps for now, as we'll stay with highs in the mid-70s with lots of sunshine out there today. Northeast wind, 5 to 10. Mid-40s for tonight. And then we're looking at highs about 80 on Thursday. Some sunshine, light southeast winds. Thursday night, 53. 85 Friday. Trying to pump that heat up here for the weekend. 93 for highs on Saturday. And then the upper 90s on Sunday. Overnight lows in the upper 60s coming up for the weekend. And then we're looking at upper 90s, maybe 100 spots Sunday into Monday, mid-90s again on Tuesday. So we go from those lows in the 40s still coming up around our area tonight to some highs that could close in towards 100, not too far off here. So, yeah, quite the extreme shift coming up here.
Paul, I apologize. I've been, you know, I get really into weather, and I pay quite a bit of attention to it, but I don't know. I should have looked this up beforehand. Does Mother Nature have to get so many hot days in before, like, summer is over?
Quota?
And she's just kind of, like, randomly throwing these, like, 100-degree days in, like, out of nowhere in September?
Yeah, definitely more of that this year than we've had for a while. It's definitely been an interesting temperature pattern we've been in this summer.
Always interesting talking to you, sir. Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Take care, Paul. Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley, the Weather Eye Weather Center. We'll talk with Paul more tomorrow and Friday and get you ready for the weekend with that. We have got good stuff lined up for you, everybody.
All right.
We are going to get into, in just a moment, National Beach Day and beach etiquette.
Oh, yes.
Beach etiquette.
That's a good thing. Let's get that out there.
Mm-hmm. Got the five biggest tourist traps in the world.
Ooh, Wisconsin Dells.
Got them all. nice. We got a European airline that is up to something that, may show up in our That Ain't Right stories. That's coming up. Also, we're going to get into controversial food preferences before the end of the hour.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Controversy.
Yes. We will have that coming up. Looking forward to that. Wait a minute. Actually, I think we already got into that one.
We talked about that yesterday.
We did talk about it. I was going to say, I had a part two for it. We'll see if we get to it, though.
Okay.
We'll see, because we got other things to get to it.
All right.
All that. Because, of course, in this hour alone, we got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We'll give you Melissa's news. And after that, we're going to have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Woohoo!
Whoop, whoop.
So we got to make time for those things. They're important.
Yes.
All that coming up. Of course, we will get into a little bit of entertainment news to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. In there as well, we will have, this is the thing that I was looking for, Melissa. 10 things people hate when they're kids, but love when they're adults.
All right.
Uh-huh. Mel and I didn't have time for this yesterday. We're going to get it in today.
All right, cool.
We'll have some fun with that one. And it gives the audience, part of the reason I bring these things up, I want you guys out there thinking about this stuff. So when we get talking about it, you call up and join the conversation with your feedback. 424-2600. Love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
I am rocking one of our new shirts.
He is. Yay. Yeah, looking good.
Yes, absolutely. Very good on your part. That was good. I got to tell you guys, these shirts are awesome.
They are very cool. They're very comfy.
They really are. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to take our word for it. But when we're going to give away a shirt every day between now and who knows when. We're so happy to be saying that and doing that. Mm-hmm. Here at on both stations, we have new logos, and we're going to give away shirts every day this week for the station's respective logo.
Right.
And next week, we're going to flip it. Next week on WFHR, we're going to give away WIRI shirts. And on WIRI, we'll give away WFHR shirts.
Yeah, keep things interesting.
Yeah. We'd like to mix it up around here.
And showing more and more how our stations are in unison and working together, like all of us here under the Civic Media umbrella.
That's right.
My shirts are currently out on the line drying.
Nice.
To be fair, they've been out there since yesterday.
Well, you didn't have to tell us. You could have kept that secret, Melissa. You didn't have to let
no,
it out.
No, honesty. Nothing but honesty here.
Speaking of honesty, it took me a long time to learn that to dry the shirt, not throw it in the dryer.
Mm.
With the decals on it, I had a Max Headroom shirt that I loved.
Oh, man.
It was blue. It had Max on it. It was so cool. I threw it in the... I've been doing my own laundry since I was like 11. Mm-hmm. And I threw it in there nonchalantly, threw it in the dryer nonchalantly, take it out after like probably one or two times or whatever, and it's Max Head. It's no longer Max Headroom. And that's not as cool.
Not nearly as cool.
One of those quick things. You learn the hard way, but you definitely learn the lesson.
Exactly.
At the very least. Let's see what other kind of etiquette we can learn today on National Beach Day.
All right.
A poll for it found 84% of regular beachgoers feel like summer isn't complete unless they have gone at least once. I am one of those people.
Okay.
I do not feel like it is summer if I have not gone swimming.
I did get to the beach once.
So how many summers have you missed, James?
About 18 to 20. In my 46 years on this beautiful blue marble, I have at least.
Oh,
no, yeah, no, it's fair.
That makes sense.
She's a journalist. I mean, you got to ask those questions. It's smart.
Nothing but honesty, right?
Yep.
Right.
We don't.
Okay, Seth, you were going
to
say?
Oh, I got to the beach once, but it was the ocean down when I was on visiting my folks.
No.
So we didn't get to
better.
That's a good beach day. That makes up for lots of stuff. So.
Man, yeah. So we don't love everything about the beach, though, namely other people who won't follow proper beach etiquette.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
According to the poll, here are the top rules you need to follow at the beach.
All right.
At number 10, no staring.
Yeah, that's rude.
That is
pretty much everywhere, but also at the beach.
Yeah, I would have never thought of that, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is definitely not okay. That is definitely not a good one.
That adds a little creep factor to it, too, when you're at the beach, you know.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
People are wearing fewer clothes than they usually do, in general. So, yeah.
I don't even know guys that like that.
No.
I don't even know, a man that's ever said, yes, please stare at me, ogle me, or whatever. Although more men should experience it so that they know what the heck it's like.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Don't leave a mess behind.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be courteous, everyone.
Here's another one.
Keep our beaches clean.
There's some versatility here. You can, you don't just have to do this on the beach. You could, I don't know, maybe do it in your whole life, too.
Yep.
Don't stare and don't leave a mess behind.
See a pattern here.
Maybe even another one here. Don't yell or be obnoxiously loud. Yeah.
Are my kids listening?
Well,
I know they're kids, but still.
So I'm going to push back on this one a tiny bit because, kids, when you're at the beach and you're having fun and getting wet and playing, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a little vocal fun.
Yeah.
But if you're out there with your boombox and you're playing it cranked up to, you know, 97, that's when I'm going to say okay.
Yes.
Keep your hip-hop music to yourself, please.
Yes, yes, yes. That was definitely me.
I love that.
I agree with you, Melissa. The only thing I will say is I don't have an issue with kids being loud. It's adults.
Yeah.
Certainly what you were saying, but I seem to have run into a lot on the beaches, and I don't know what is going on with our mics today. at the beach, the same thing I've run into in elevators. The person on the Bluetooth that's got to have the conversation, and they could be talking at the volume that I am right now, but they have to, of course, make sure that the other person is hearing them, which they could just talk normally, but for some reason, it's like they've never used Bluetooth before, and they have to shout everything.
Obnoxious.
Here's an interesting one that doesn't get brought up very much, but I think should. Keep the PDA to a minimum.
Yeah.
Especially at the beach.
I'm a foolish romantic. I love seeing people holding hands.
But now let's be. There's certain things, yes, like holding hands and stuff. That's one thing. But you know, let's not do the groping. Okay, let's keep that in private. You know, confines here.
I was out in California on a certain holiday and happened to see something on the beach I never have seen in public, and I did not know. I mean, I come from the city. I've seen a lot, and there's a lot of things that happen in the projects that would just make you keep you up for weeks on end.
Right.
What I saw on that beach that day will stay with me, and it wasn't anything dark or anything like that. It was beautiful in some ways, in some lights. But was the location.
Should it be at the beach? Yeah,
that's the question. Shouldn't be at the beach though.
We don't need to recreate From Here to Eternity on the beach.
I wish it was that. Yeah. I wish it was that.
It was the PG version, right?
Yes. But great reference, Melissa. Nice work. Great reference. Did you know that during that scene, that neither of them could breathe?
I believe that.
Imagine not.
It was freezing, and both of them kept getting either water or sand in their nose and in their mouth. And they had to do like 20 takes. Because they just couldn't get it. So the take that we see in there, that to me is one of the more romantic scenes I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. I think it still holds up. It's still a beautiful scene. You cannot tell that they are almost drowning while on sand during that scene.
As unsexy as you can get, for such a romantic scene, right?
I forget which.
As are probably most romantic scenes in movies.
Yeah.
You get really right down to it.
Big time. Big time. Keep an eye on your kids as number six.
Certainly
important.
Obviously, you want them to not drown.
I was going
to
say,
a lot of beaches don't have lifeguards.
Exactly. Safety issues.
Don't set up directly in front of another group and ruin their view.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, if there's other options. Yeah.
There's a lot of beaches where...
If it's really crowded, then you're limited, right?
Yeah. Don't play your music too loud. I feel like you could also look at this one as not being obnoxiously loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of about the same thing, yeah.
Don't shake sand off your blankets or towels right next to someone.
That one's just a no-brainer.
Yeah.
That's wrong. You need to get sand everywhere.
Especially when they're eating. Here, let me add some sand to your sandwich.
Well, it's called a sandwich, isn't it?
So this article comes from SWNS, and we get this all the time, but there are so many of these. We've been doing this for so long, and I get so many of these, where you can tell they didn't have 10, and they had to make 10.
But they had to make a 10 list. What? Yeah. Why didn't they just limit it?
I don't know. Yeah. Number two is don't litter, which how is that different than don't leave a mess behind?
I guess they're kind of different, but they're still the same.
Well, don't leave a mess behind could mean, don't dig big pits when you're building your sandcastle and leave holes in the beach.
Don't set up too close to another group if there's open space. Is this any different than don't set up directly in front of another group and ruin the view?
Different.
They could have gotten away with a top seven or six, they got to make it a 10. But anyway.
30% of us have lost something at the beach. The things that you're most likely to are sunglasses and a water bottle. And somebody lost a bathing suit. Hopefully it wasn't theirs.
Well, hopefully it wasn't one they had on.
That would be weird.
Yep.
I mean, other than, you know, like, I can see maybe getting, you know, like losing a bikini top in like a wave, you know, if you're on the ocean or something. Mm-hmm. You know, that I can understand. But wait a minute, whole suit?
I will say that every guy can relate to that. Every guy, it was a young boy at one point in their life, getting out of the lake, the water, the ocean, the beach, the pool or whatever, and our trunks weren't tied tight enough. And you had that brief moment of scare. Or you're scared.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear God, why? We will take a break, come back, and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Bright sunshine today with highs around 75. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again. Tonight, lows around 46. Highs level off around 79. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. High of 85 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 93 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at the Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Is that Juliana Hatfield?
No, that's the bird and the bee.
Oh, okay. All right.
I like it.
Sound a little bit like Miss Hatfield, and I haven't heard her in a long time. She's a good artist. It's time to do some celebrating with our friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook platforms. Go ahead and hit us up that way. Or call up and join the conversation. 424-2600. Call up and join us with your birthdays or anniversaries. You got until the end of the segment to do so. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, indeed.
We have one name on the list today. So I'm gonna do the work today, and I will pull the
ball. Hey.
Oh, nice. About time.
Way to go, James.
I appreciate that, guys. Thank you. Every once in a while, you need some encouragement from your coach.
We'll try to build you up a bit.
Thank you. Judy Haas is who we're celebrating.
Happy birthday, Judy.
Enjoy your day, Judy. We hope it's a great one for you. And a big thank you to whoever got us this name. Thank you so much for getting us Judy's name, and we get to celebrate with Judy.
Yes, indeed. Go get your free pie.
Yes.
Because I have to say,
free pie.
Just recently, I had a slice of pie from Misty's Menu just the other day, and it was chocolate chip pecan.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
It was like eating a cookie with nuts on it. It was delicious. Oh, my God. I can't even describe
really
it.
Really good.
Yeah, he's wordless. Like,
I am.
How did that happen?
Yeah, I don't know if
and pie wins again.
In the time I've known you, I don't know if I've ever seen you that speechless
before.
I'm
telling you, man. It was delicious. Oh,
got to try that.
Yes.
Taking a look at some celebrity birthdays. Jessica Henwick is 31. She's Nymeria on Game of Thrones and Colleen on Marvel's Iron Fist. Good actor.
Oh, yeah. I remember her. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
We just celebrated this one over on our sister station. Bebe Rekha is 34. Her biggest collaboration was Meant to Be with Georgia Florida Line.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Myself, and I with G-Eazy as well. And she did Hey Mama with David Guetta, Nicki Minaj, and Afrojack.
Wow.
Afrojack is a great name, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Name.
Yeah.
That's a good name. Andy Roddick is 41.
Oh, Andy.
Yeah, great. I had such high expectations for him. Great career.
He had a good career.
Right? You know, we as Americans and homers and looking at our American tennis players, we always expect greatness and all this. And I don't know if he hit the mark on that because at to in his defense, he came around at the time when the big three were happening with Roddick and Federer and Nadal and all this. But and I always liked Andy Roddick.
Yeah.
A big fan of his work. He's married to Brooklyn Decker. They are still married.
Wow, that's impressive.
That is a beautiful couple right there.
Yeah, that's a good looking couple.
Pretty,
yeah, that's
a very pretty couple right there. Cameron Diaz is 51. Speaking of pretty, great actress. I mentioned pretty because she got her start as a model.
That's correct.
And I always use her as one of the better examples of how people can go from modeling to acting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that try that are horrible at it. Just like there are a lot of people that are a lot of actors they think would make good models, and it turns out they're horrible at it.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say that she's one of those one of the few success stories when it comes to this.
Man, I remember the first time I saw her was in The Mask, I believe. That's that's where I first
94.
Yep. And I had no idea that she was a model because she was so good.
Yes.
Because she was such right from the gate, she was such a good actor that it was like, really? Oh, she was a model? I didn't know that.
I think that if you want to see, if you're wondering, well, what's Cameron's, like, you know, her best work? I would say Vanilla Sky, probably.
Okay.
I don't think Vanilla Sky is the greatest movie, and it's hard for me to say that because I love Cameron Crowe.
Mm-hmm.
But her performance in it is very different than you've ever seen her, and she pulls it off.
Nice.
She's very convincing, very good in it, and did a really nice job. Michael Cheekles is 60. Detective Mike McKee on The Shield. He was the Thing in The Fantastic Four. Del the Strongman in American Horror Story, a number of things. But I think most of us remember him as the Commish.
That's right.
He was the Commish. I'm a huge fan of Michael Cheekles.
Mm-hmm.
Big
very, very good actor.
So good. I feel like he still hasn't maybe done what his best work might be, movie-wise. I think TV-wise, his legacy is established if he never touches TV again. Whether it's the Commish or The Shield, which The Shield was the big groundbreaker.
For him, yeah.
That changed TV.
Yeah.
Like, TV was different after The Shield.
Mm-hmm.
But even his guest spots, like on American Horror Story and that, like, he's really established himself on TV. I'm waiting for him to get that movie role that puts him on that echelon.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, even though the movies weren't very good, he was perfect as the Thing.
He really was.
He was one of the perfect casting as the Thing.
Like,
man.
When they're recast,
is that the Fantastic Four?
Yes.
They're trying so hard to remake those, and they're trying again now that they've got. It looks like it is solidified that Adam Driver is going to be the new Dr. Reed.
Yeah.
Mm. Which I'm excited about.
Reed Richards.
I like that. You don't need a new Thing. You got Michael Cheekles.
Yeah, well, bring him back.
Bring him back. You don't need to. The most furious, wonderful comic of all time, Lewis Black, is 75.
He's 75?
He's 75.
I didn't realize he was that old. Wow.
One of my people. I
still
love
angry.
Lewis Black. Still angry. and we love him that way. Lewis Black, in his great, brilliant comedic writing, along with his anger and everything, and his Back on Black segments on The Daily Show and all of that, Lewis Black is of the people. If you really are listening, if you could take a brief moment in all the laughter to really pay attention to what he's doing, he is fighting for people. Everything he does, everywhere he starts from, comes from his mom and dad, who he still talks about during his shows and everything, and I believe his mother is still with us.
Wow.
And they were very adamant about you don't mind being in front of people. You don't mind talking. Make sure you're always fighting for people, Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's with comedy or with its laughter or whatever that he is. And he does that.
Those are the best comedians, in my opinion.
Really.
Yep.
I don't know if we have anybody who could be, he's very George Carlin-like. There was only one George Carlin.
Right.
Lewis Black is the closest we've come.
Right.
as far, not to say that there aren't other obviously great intelligent comedians, but with the anger, with the insightfulness and stuff, like Chris Rock is right there too, but Lewis Black is just right so there.
Mm-hmm.
His mom did recently pass away last October.
I was afraid of that.
Still.
Warren Buffett is 93.
Oh, jeez.
The fifth richest person in the world.
Man.
Net worth $106 billion.
93.
Here's something that should be mentioned, too, though. Warren Buffett could very easily be the richest person in the world. He's not, because he gives up a lot of his money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Warren Buffett is one of the first people that is quick to give advice, financial advice, and not just on his podcast or something like that. If mm-hmm. you're in the elevator and you run in, there's Warren Buffett, and you ask him a question about finances, he'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a billion stories out there of people just randomly talking to Warren Buffett. He's also one of these guys, I believe he is still driving the car he drove in the 80s. He's in a small house. He doesn't... Yeah. He doesn't need to go to the moon. He doesn't need to go to, not even space, the buffer right before space.
Yeah.
Right. These fools didn't even go to space. Spend all that money. Warren Buffett doesn't have, his ego doesn't need that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's rich. Yeah, there's a lot of things you can say about Warren Buffett that I'm not going to defend.
Right.
But I feel like when we talk about that top 1%, when we talk about billionaires and everything, right. We can't do the same thing that they do to us. Mm-hmm. They lump us all into one category.
Yeah.
If we do the same thing, how are we any better? Warren Buffett is clearly different than Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or some of these other fools.
Right, right. And one of my favorite stories about just him going to Dairy Queen with his grandkids, you know, which I thought, oh, you know, well, first of all, it's like wow, you know, a billionaire going to Dairy, well, he owns Dairy Queen, but other than that, still, I mean, I like that idea, you
it's
know,
cool. yeah. It's cool. Peggy Lipton, born in this day in 1946. Julie on the Mob Squad, mm-hmm. Norma Jennings in Twin Peaks. She and Quincy Jones are the parents of Rashida Jones.
Oh, really? Wow.
Big fan of Rashida Jones.
Know that.
Yeah. Big fan of hers.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Williams, born in the state in 1918, passed away in 2002.
Teddy ball game.
Hall of Famer. Yep. One of the greatest hitters of all time.
Greatest hitter of all time. I still call him that. Yeah.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm not going to fight on that at all. I grew up with the biggest Tony Gwynn fan of all time, so that plays in the back of my head.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I don't even think Chris would argue that Ted Williams is the greatest hitter.
I think you got to give it to Teddy. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Tug McGraw, born in this day in 1944. Ooh. Former baseball pitcher, who's one of his biggest accomplishments, is certainly Tim McGraw.
But here's my all-time favorite Tug McGraw quote. He's got tons of great quotes, by the way. One of my all-time favorite, when AstroTurf was put in the Astrodome for the first time, and, you know, people were just, ballplayers getting used to playing on artificial surface. Someone asked him, he said, "What do you think of artificial grass?" And Tug McGraw said, "I don't know. I've never smoked the stuff."
That's such a good line. So good. Oh, it's so good. And finally, Kitty Wells, born in this day in 1919, passed away in 2012. We talked about this on our Sunrise show. The queen of country music, the first woman to break into country music with "It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angel."
It's a great title.
I got to say that title twice
today. Yes, you
did. Oh, that was great. That was good. One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Judy Haas. Enjoy your day, Judy.
Happy birthday, Judy.
Happy birthday.
We got a perfect place for you to celebrate. Misty's Menu.
Yes.
Get over there and celebrate with our friends at Misty's, and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Stick around for Melissa's News and our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday coming up right here on Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A man from Missouri was arrested in Juneau County after stealing a semi-truck and leading police on a chase through several counties. The truck without a trailer was stolen Friday afternoon from a local business in Chippewa County. According to News 9, 47-year-old Michael S. Jones of St. Louis, Missouri, had been fired from his job with the semi-company that morning. He stole the semi-truck while a woman was trying to take her things out of the truck. She called 911 several times during the chase and repeatedly asked Jones to let her out. Law enforcement agents put out spike strips, which shredded the tires, but Jones kept going. He was driving on I-90-94 in Juneau County on just the tire rims when a spark caused the truck to start on fire. He crashed and tried to flee, but was taken into custody. No one was hurt during the incident. Michael S. Jones faces multiple charges, including first-degree recklessly endangering safety, false imprisonment, resisting an officer, and criminal damage to property, to name a few. Attorney General Josh Call joins a coalition of five attorney generals calling for 3M to pay more and pay sooner for contaminating America's drinking water with PFAS. The coalition wrote a letter opposing the settlement because 3M wanted to pay a lesser settlement amount over the course of a decade, among other opposition. This protracted payment schedule would cause water utilities to bear the brunt of removing PFAS, which would ultimately pass the costs onto residents and businesses.
AG Call and the other four state AGs have withdrawn their opposition because 3M has agreed to several revisions to the settlement. One agreement includes eliminating a clause that would have unfairly shifted future liability from 3M to water suppliers. 3M has been producing PFAS since the 1940s. You have until Friday to help name the new dog park in Wisconsin Rapids. Visit wirapids.org to submit your suggested name for the park between now and September 1st at noon. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlife, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, from 5 until 10:30 p.m. The dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlife will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.org/nightlight. That's joyengine.org/nightlight.
To everyone who believes family is what mealtime is all about, let our guest Emmy share what she loves about Culver's.
From the moment my family walked in, we knew Culver's was the place for us. There's just something nice about a cook-to-order butter burger and creamy fresh frozen custard that tastes like it was made just for you. But time with family, now that's what's really special.
Stop in and experience what mealtime means at Culver's.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Bright sunshine today with highs around 75. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows around 46. Highs level off around 79. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. High of 85 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 93 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Looking for a new bumper guy, everybody. 424-2600. You happen to know anybody? James.Bailiff at civicmedia.us. No,
just bumpers. That's all you need to do. Just it. Bumpers.
We're just hiring somebody for an hour a week.
Get this other guy. Get him. Stop. What are you doing there?
Oh, we hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday out there. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be joined by Phil Hartley in our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday any moment now. We're looking forward to that. Phil joins us every Wednesday from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. A big shout out to them.
All right.
But as we're waiting on that, I did want to mention, you know, how much fun we've been having with the new shirt rollout and how much fun that you all have been having with it, too. We appreciate hearing you from that. As we get these shirts out into the public, I want to see them on people. Go ahead and take pictures, take selfies. Yeah. That's right. We're giving you another excuse to take selfies. And I want to see these shirts like near landmarks.
Throughout the town, throughout the state.
All
right,
eventually.
Cool.
Okay. Eventually. Let's start with Central Wisconsin here. We've got quite a few fun locations. And I'm going to give you guys even a challenge here.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to give you guys locations, and I want you to take selfies with our shirts at those locations. Mm-hmm. You do that, and you'll get the other shirt. So if you get a WFHR shirt, you'll get a WIRI shirt, and vice versa.
There you go.
Nice.
Like, I'm thinking, one of my favorite places to walk, especially throughout the summer, or get my exercise in, is the Fireman's Memorial right down the street from us over here. Mm. We've got a beautiful memorial over there. Let's take a shirt near it.
Yep.
How about the zoo? The zoo is right near us, too. Let's take a shirt with some llamas. Picture with the kangaroos, everybody.
There you go. Yeah.
With our logo and stuff. I want more of this. Rabbit Rock is on the way on the over to Rome, and one of my favorite places to visit. If you have not been there, to anybody who is new to town, if you haven't checked out Rabbit Rock, encourage you to do that. It's one of my favorite spots.
It's a cool place.
I want you.
Take one at Misty's Menu.
Yes. I want you, real quick, finish my sentence. I would like, at the top of Rabbit Rock, I would like you to take a picture with the new shirt.
Okay.
To Melissa's point, Misty's is a perfect place to go.
Yeah.
How about Quality Post Printing? Take one over there in front of their sign.
That's great.
You do that. You put it on our put it on our Facebook page, post it on our page, and we'll make sure that you get the other shirt.
Yeah. Yeah,
we got other great gear and other great things coming up as well that we're going to look forward to getting in your hands.
Yep.
So be on the lookout for all of that, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
Good stuff. Good stuff on the way.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying all of this. I enjoy talking with Phil Hartley, as we get to do every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Boy, that was good timing.
Yeah, that was perfect. Good segue. Segway King.
I do have a bachelor's in segways, so I did work really hard.
It's very
on that.
Narrow focused.
Yeah, it was a lot of wasted money. A lot of student debt to just one specific thing. Phil, thanks so much for joining us. How are things at the shop?
They're very good. Thanks, James. Yeah. No, another banner day here at the old building and loan here.
Well done. Phil, let's not make the audience wait too much longer. What is our word for today?
Well, you know, we always say go big or go home, but today we're going to say go small and stay here.
Okay.
I'm going with the word today, orb.
Orb. Oh,
nice.
In honor of the moon.
Yes.
Oh, super moon. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I thought that's where you're going.
Of course, orb is a big globe or spherical body, as they say. So a big circle.
Yeah.
I think I remember best from Dungeons & Dragons when you used to have like the orb of disenchantment or whatever.
Orb.
Learn orb.
And it's another fun word to say. Orb is a fun word to say.
It is.
That's a good one. You also know when things are getting serious when the orb comes in. Like, whatever the movie, whatever the story, and the orb gets introduced, like,
we're getting serious now.
Yeah, things are getting serious now. The orb is in there. Oh, did you see the orb? Did you see the... Oh, that's a good word, Phil.
That orb's going to light up and kill everybody. We know it.
Yes. You just know. You keep an eye on that orb. In real life, has any of, like, if you're around like one of those orbs, you know, like, you're backing up, right? I don't know if 5 feet of distance is going to help you, but you're taking it. You're at least taking a good 5 feet from the orb, at least. Phil, what are some things
set up like the Orson Welles, the War of the Worlds? Wasn't it a big orb and then it went from there?
Yeah,
you know, cracked into
right
and they're all staring at it, and then don't go near the orb.
No. But it is a fun word to say, and it is our wicked awesome word. Phil, as we are getting ready for the school season to kick off, I imagine that means plenty of things for you guys to be doing over there.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Yeah, Tracy's busy with the Assumption sports book, the Lincoln's soccer book, and Lincoln's football book all coming in at once here. So she's doing the old juggling like she always does, getting those designed and then set up for print. So that definitely keeping us busy with sports schedules. The River Kings have been in here a couple times. They're starting to ramp up and get ready for another great year. They put on such a good, I want to say show, but you know, so much fun to go watch them over there. And their coaches and their administration are just quality people, and so we're happy to help them again too, get them ready for with their programs and their tickets and all the different
Yeah,
there it is.
See? Always
business
busy.
Is rolling in.
Busy, yeah.
Always busy over there.
It has to happen.
At least one, if it doesn't happen, then I don't know if it's actually a Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
That's
I don't
right.
know if it counts. I don't know. Phil, we appreciate you so much joining us. We want to keep you guys busy over there. Keep the phones ringing over there.
Please.
We know that there are things going on as we're getting ready. You have wedding season coming up. There's things like that. Mm-hmm. The high school sports season. There are theater shows and plays with the kids coming up. Anything that you're thinking about, bring it to the Quality Plus Printing team.
Yeah.
And especially if you got stuff that, well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure they can do this. Oh, they love that. They love a challenge over there. And I know this only because Phil has told me privately even that he likes this. I wouldn't put him on the spot like that if I didn't think they could do it. Give them the things that you're looking for, the things you need over there. If you have printing needs, bring them to Quality Plus Printing.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, help us out. Keep us busy out over here. Otherwise, we start just yelling at each other. So.
That's not good. You know? No.
Yeah, no.
Tossing orbs around.
I used to lose, I'm the low man on a totem pole over here. So yeah. Keep everybody busy. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Phil, you and I will talk this week or next week soon because we want to get you in studio. It's been too long.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I love that. So bring it on.
Yeah, I don't like to throw things on your plate. I know how busy you are over there, but yeah, we got to get you in the studio sometime. It's been too long.
Yeah, thanks, James. I welcome that, and thanks you guys for the fun and the keeping them again. Like we talked about, the local word out there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Helping people stay connected here in Central Wisconsin.
It's awesome for
us businesses and for the people. So.
Not only do we get to have fun with this segment, all of us talking, we're all friends, and it's nice to be able to do that. The audience loves this. We're buying local, supporting local in these segments, but we're also warning people, stay away from the orb. Don't go near the orb. We're helping people, too, and that's good. That's nice.
If you listen to anything today, that's
the most important thing.
You see an orb. Tell somebody. Call. I don't even think. Just call an adult. Even if you are an adult, get another
call
adult.
Call another adult.
Oh, no, adult.
I need an adult. Phil, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you. Say hi to the team over there for us.
Will do. Thanks, guys. Take care.
You too.
Take care,
you
Phil.
Too.
Busy man. It's so busy over there.
It is. Wow.
And yet he still takes the time to reach out to us.
Gives us the time. We appreciate that.
Let's keep him even busier, people. visit our friends at Quality Post Printing at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're usually open till 4. Give them a call at 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to bookmark their wonderful page, qpprinting.com, and follow them on Facebook.
Yes.
A lot of great reasons. You can keep up with cool things going on in town, different types of things that they are involved with, and that wonderful baby. That wonderful baby that you get to see pictures of.
Yeah.
Join our friends at Quality Plus Printing right now, getting our words out here at WFHR. We'll be back with more.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wisher and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course, proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams. University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit universityridge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 75 this afternoon under clear skies, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 46 tonight. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 79. Dry and warmer Friday and Saturday with highs from the mid 80s to the low 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Little Black Velvet to play us into the segment. I love this song. I don't care how old this song gets.
Well, I'm glad this one meets with your approval.
Apparently you got the job again, Seth.
Sorry, everybody. Filled the position. Should have got that resume in the 5 minutes that we had on the job open. I've got a big shout out to our friend Phil Hartley and our friends at Quality Post Printing again for joining us. They join us every Wednesday. Be on the lookout for that wicked awesome word of Wednesday, and be on the lookout for orbs.
If you learn nothing from the show today, just watch out for orbs.
There's a difference between a tourist attraction and a tourist trap. The latter is something that's a major letdown and totally not worth it. I have to be, now I know I joke about this from time to time.
Right.
I got to be completely real with everybody. I didn't understand that there was even a difference or what a tourist trap was. I looked at this article and just assumed, I know what that is. And I had actually like a good 20 seconds to kind of just look at something really quick. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I don't know what a tourist trap is. I travel plenty, but it's usually for work or something like that.
Yeah, right.
And I don't vacation. I haven't ever. So I've never fallen for a vacation trap. I didn't even know. I'm not trying to say that I have so few moments in my life of like clear innocence or just naivety like this.
Yeah.
I actually am enjoying being dumb right now. I'm actually enjoying it, embracing it. I didn't know what a tourist trap was. I had no idea, completely honest with everybody. It makes sense. I've heard of the description before, but not the terminology.
Right, right. And I find it interesting that they actually define it here, because I'm trying to think, well, you know, I've never heard it defined before. So
I didn't think I'd be too alone on that one as the difference of this.
Something we all think we know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it is when I see it, right?
USA Today just analyzed over 23.2 million Google reviews of the 500 most popular tourist attractions in the world.
Wow.
To determine which ones are the least worth the trip. Now, I got to say, most of the time that they do these, I have a little bit of a nitpicking when it comes to stuff. That's a pretty good way to do this.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a large sample to take from, too.
And unlike a lot of them where they're surveys, this is just data.
People are searching in reviews. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I kind of lean a little bit, as weird as this is to say, I actually lean a little bit more towards numbers than humans when it comes to opinions. I don't know.
Yeah.
And 7 out of the 10 of the top 10 are in America, including all of the top 5.
No surprise.
Wow.
No surprise there.
Four Corners Monument in Arizona.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Salem Witch Museum in Massachusetts.
Really?
Okay.
Oh.
Calico Ghost Town in California.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the Crazy Horse Memorial in South Dakota. And finally, the International UFO Museum in New Mexico.
That one had to get in there.
Blue Lagoon in Iceland is number 6.
Okay.
It's the top non-U.S. tourist trap.
Okay.
The other American tourist traps in the top 10 are Voodoo Donut in Oregon, Pike Place Market in Washington State. Thrillist.com has the whole rundown.
Mm-hmm.
You can scroll through and see the most overpriced tourist attractions and the most overrated ones as well.
You know what the funny thing is? Mm-hmm. I've never heard of half of those.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing.
I've heard of Four Corners. My Nan and Papa had friends in Arizona and vacationed out there and went to go see this. And I remember my Papa being like, Jimmy, you're gonna go there one day. You're gonna want to check this out. This is your kind of thing. You're gonna enjoy it. And my Nana immediately, but bring a book. She was bored.
That was good.
Nana did not think much of it. My papa thought it was interesting, and more importantly, my papa more to the point to my papa, he thought that I would find it interesting.
Okay.
From what I understand, it's on the ground. You stand. Oh, I'm in Arizona. Oh, I'm in Utah. And then once you're through all four states, you're kind of like, okay.
Now what do we do?
I can stand in two states at one time.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. That's done. Now what? what?
Now what?
Now go to the tourist shop and buy things that were made cheaply in China.
Yeah.
And Taiwan.
Nice. Nice shot.
What a burn.
Nice shot. The Salem Witch Museum and the International UFO Museum, part of the feedback on those is going there with high expectations and not being much to see. Now, it's not so much that they are bad things to visit or they don't encourage people to visit them. It's a little bit more of like, you know, keep your expectations in check.
Yeah, it's it's nothing that...
It's not Disney World.
Yeah, exactly. Not earth-shattering.
I think, and this is not the fault of Disney World or Disneyland, and you don't hear me, you know, defend the mouse very often. But it's not their fault that they've mastered this, that they're so good at it, and they've set a bar for these kind of attractions that, you know, where we are now with this.
Exactly, exactly.
I don't know. Let's see here. So I don't see any. I would still visit all these. Like
right.
Fisherman's Wharf in California, is number 15 on this list. Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Yeah.
It's worth checking out.
Yeah, like, okay.
I guarantee that's cool. It's worth checking out. Number 17 on this list, Navy Pier in Illinois. If you've never been there, oh my God, check that out.
Yeah.
It's one of the most beautiful parts of the Midwest.
You know, I think this is a good list of, if you're in the area,
yeah,
you know, go check it out.
You may as well stop and see it.
Don't take a specific trip, though. It may not be worth it. Yeah.
That's the thing. There is so much to see in this country.
Exactly.
That you throw a rock and you're going to run into something.
Yeah, right.
So I think that's the perfect point here, Seth. That's really
good. Yeah,
This is for America here. Number 18, right after Navy Pier from Illinois at 17. Number 18, House on the Rock in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I apologize to all Wisconsinites. I have never been there, and it's on my bucket list, and I've got to.
It's not even that far away.
I wouldn't not go because it's on this list.
No, not at all.
Blarney, I'm surprised it made the list because House on the Rock is actually really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I think that this is a little bit more of a, let's say some people from out of state or another state come and, they check out House on the Rock and it's not what they expected or what they wanted.
Right, exactly,
Something. Blarney Castle in County Cork, Ireland.
Yeah. If you're going to Ireland just for that, I'm questioning your well, what are you trying to do?
It's not like that's all you're going to see while you're there.
Exactly. Well,
and at the same I'm going to be blindfolded until I get to Blarney Castle.
That's awesome.
That's a weird trip.
That'd be hilarious.
Right?
It'd be a very uncomfortable trip.
Yeah, it would be.
But if I'm there and I go to Blarney Castle and it's not, you know, the 10 out of 10 or whatever, I'm still going to be very thankful that I saw Blarney Castle.
Exactly, yeah.
I feel like we're forgetting half the point of some of these. Like, it's just to take them in. It's
part of it is the journey.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
You don't go to Mount Rushmore and be like, wow, Mount Rushmore. All right, now I'm going to take a piece. Like, you don't do that.
It's a monument. I mean, yeah, exactly. I'm not sure about, you know, where the tourist trap part comes in. Because I always thought it was like a physical, you know, like a natural thing, you know, like Niagara Falls or something like that, some wonder or whatever. And then all the stuff is built up around it, you know, all these other touristy things, like the Dells. I mean, that's a good example, you know.
I thought a tourist trap was, hey, come to Johnny's Zoo. And then, you know, and you look online and Johnny's Zoo has got tigers and all these things and stuff. And you get there and it's just like a cat with ears, like tiger ears, like taped onto it or something. And you go and the turtle is actually just a painted rock that looks like a turtle. It's, like, that's a tourist trap to me. That's a, like, I got your money already. You can't have it back. No refunds. No refunds at Joe Zoo.
No, it should be the Black Mirror version of the tourist trap where you go to the museum and you end up becoming one of the exhibits.
Ooh.
See, dark. I don't think I think that Seth and I get this, but not the audience yet. Melissa's got this macabre side to her. It doesn't show all the time.
She does.
God, I love when it does. Oh, I love when we get to see that side of you.
That was dark.
That was great. I liked it. I enjoyed that. That was fun. Have you two ever been to a tourist trap? How about you out there? 424-2600. Help me out here, everybody. I got to live vicariously through y'all. I don't believe I've
I've ever experienced this. I will say, again, my version of a tourist trap, I bring you to Chicago to see the bean. Come see the bean. Come see the bean. You see the bean, and it's like, okay, yeah. I saw the bean. Great. Yeah. There is so much more to see in Millennium Park and Grant Park. Go check out everything other than the bean. I would check. I would encourage you to.
A good one out in the Dakotas, Wall Drug.
I was just going to say that, Seth. Way to steal my thunder.
Yeah. Woo. No.
Oh, are you two starting to think alike?
Poor Melissa. Poor Melissa. Because the sign, they've got signage, you know, like hundreds of miles away from this thing. It's
and everybody's got bumper stickers.
Mm-hmm. I saw Wall Drug, and then you just go there, and it's really not that much.
I was more interested in going to see the Corn Museum, but no, we had to go to Wall Drug instead.
Oh, you're bitter now. That's why I get okay. The bitterness is there. Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll keep this conversation going into the next hour. 424-2600. Want to know how you clear your throat? If you guys could help me learn how to clear my throat. No, I want to know your tourist traps. Want to hear about those?
Yeah, that would be very interesting to hear.
Places you went to specifically to see and were disappointed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah,
yeah. Because that's the catch, right? It's the disappointment. That's what it is.
Yeah,
it's not so much that it's like, you know, they're lying to you about what it is.
Yeah,
it's more so you're the what it is and your expectations don't match.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I went to the build up that you've experienced beforehand.
I went to the Grand Canyon. I was like, oh, when are they going to fill that in? I mean, come on, jeez.
Why don't I just walk to the other side, man?
We got a big hole right here, everybody.
Come on, what are you doing? Just let it sit there?
Somebody's going to trip on that and hurt themselves.
Ooh.
Join us tonight at 7:05 for the Luke Fickell Show right here on WFHR. Your Wisconsin Badgers head coach is going to join us every week, get you caught up on the Badgers of previous week. For this is my favorite one, though, this episode. It's
for the first game.
Yes, because we do have the Badgers right here, as we have for so long here at WFHR. At 12:30, our pregame will kick off. Wisconsin hosting Buffalo. Madtown going to be rocking this Saturday.